Welcome back, y'all. It's the Next Level Living Podcast. Yeah. I mean, number one podcast amongst anybody who like podcasts. I'm talking about your favorite podcast.
Come on.
Favorite podcast. And I'm here with my co-host today, Kay Hart. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. It's a new year.
Welcome to 2023, my girl.
Welcome.
How you
welcome.
Feeling?
Good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, but I'll be feeling even better after we introduce Boss Stop Man playing. Real quick.
And Boss Lady.
And Boss Lady.
Yes. Happy
how y'all
new year.
Feeling? Happy New Year.
Amazing.
Jay, how you feeling, man? Dude?
We're refreshed, restored, re-energized, renewed. I'm ready.
It's good to see you, bro.
Yeah, likewise.
Y'all, we got a very special episode today, man. Like, every episode I feel like is special, but this one personal for me. Like, my family here, and they came back with a dope experience, and I feel like it's important to make sure that they get a chance to see how amazing this experience was from each and every one of them. So we're going to do something different today. Y'all stay tuned for that. But y'all going to get to see a lot of people that's real special to us today. And we're going to be talking about, should I tell them what we're talking about today?
Yeah, we need to tell them.
Y'all, they just came back from South Africa.
Trip of a lifetime.
Trip of a lifetime. Jay, how do you break down a trip of this magnitude with so many people that represent the Next Level Living brand and so many people that y'all love? Like,
Tracy's probably been to South Africa maybe 5-6 times. I've probably been there. This is probably my 8th or 9th.
Okay.
And so, you know, because the pandemic, we couldn't, the last time we was there was what, 2019? Because then 2020 hit and the pandemic, 2021 hit. So we've really been 3 calendar years, but we missed 2 trips because typically we go every year in December.
Yeah.
It's like we have our big annual conference, then we do a lot of community work, and it's like a vacation. So right after Thanksgiving, we there.
True.
And so we knew we wanted to go, and we've been talking about it for the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole team, company, family members was like, man, we rolling next time. And it kind of evolved into this big massive trip, 15 deep.
Wow.
I don't know. And look, my girl's a high, if y'all know the DISC assessment, she's a high... she's a high C. Like, she ain't really high I, like, super around a bunch of people. So for you to be able to spend 2 weeks with 15 people, God is real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
God is real.
I didn't know if I should laugh or be proud. Like, thanks for chuckling.
But you know, to the team's defense, it's people we really love and care about. It wasn't no drama. It wasn't no dumb stuff. It wasn't like, man, they getting on my nerves. They needy. It was just easy. And that's really the fabric of our company. Everybody that's with us now in this season, it's just easy.
Right.
And I'm in the point of life. I'm trying to get that soft life. I'm like, man, miss me with the friction, miss me with the dumb stuff. If it ain't easy, if it's not, I'm not trying to fit an octagon in a square no more. I ain't trying to fit a triangle in a circle. Like, if you don't fit within our circle, you got to move around.
So what type of man are you looking for to give you a soft life?
Okay.
I'm not looking for a man to give me a soft life.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
God will make
God did. Because I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've gone through a lot. And so I'm in a different season now. I just want things to be as smooth as possible. I want peace, bro. I want tranquility. And so the trip was special. Would you say that, babe?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Can we talk about the 2 different places in South Africa that y'all went to and like what each experience was like? So y'all went to where'd y'all go first?
Tell them about that, boo, and what we did.
So we went to Johannesburg first, and that is kind of like, I would say, like the city, like the New York,
like a Chicago,
like a New York with palm trees.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had a few days off. We went to the Lion Park. We went to the Monkey Sanctuary. What else did we do? We saw
Soweto.
The elephants.
Soweto.
We went to Soweto. Yeah. We saw Nelson Mandela's house.
Yeah.
What, hold on. What's a what? That's not a long. That's not a tall pump.
No.
That's not. That's a female shoe.
Soweto.
What they call it?
Stiletto.
Oh, stiletto. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
See, that's my domesticated way of thinking. Y'all got to international me real quick.
Yeah.
A Soweto.
Yeah.
Get me.
So Soweto is like a. It's like a town.
Okay.
It's like a hood within Johannesburg.
Okay.
And it was like kind of one of the. I would say like pillars or pivotal places in the community. You know how we often focus on the March on the Bridge with Dr. King?
Yes.
And that's like a real pivotal location.
Okay.
Well, it was the same way when they came to their civil rights movement. Like a lot of hundreds of kids were killed during a peaceful protest, right? And they were armed with rocks. But the military was armed with guns. And so that right there sparked the revolution there in South Africa. So I won't get into the whole history lesson, but Soweto is a very rich community filled with a lot of culture, and it's the heart of Nelson Mandela's house. So it was dope.
You know, I hear a lot about East and West Africa taking a lot of credit for Black people in South Africa. What were we like over there? Like, did y'all see, when y'all see people like us with our skin tone and our stuff, like, I'm pretty sure they had accents. Like, what was that like seeing other people that look like you speaking differently with a different culture, different experience? How was that interacting with them?
So, I mean, I loved it. I'll let Tracy speak to it, right? Like, when her first trip there, you wanted to do what?
Yeah, move.
Wait, what?
Yes. Right.
I'm still ready to move.
For
yes.
real?
Oh, no, yes. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing like seeing, you know, your people do well and being among people who look like you.
Yes.
And I mean, anybody over there, most people anyways, they speak, what, 4 languages, they say? So when we only speak one, so you can just imagine, you know, the cultural richness that you receive. Right. And, you know, I think for everybody, I mean, it was just an amazing trip. It was good for us to go back, you know, and just remember why you missed it and, you know, why you want to go over there. But, you know,
I was going to say, how did the people like treat you guys?
Or embrace y'all?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, always.
So it's almost always like you're a long lost cousin.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fire.
Yeah. And the air is fresh. The food is fresh. Like, it's just, it's a different vibe. Don't get me wrong. You live in certain parts of Atlanta, you're going to see Black people everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But to be there, like my first experience there, I pulled up at the Maslow Hotel, which is like their modern version of the Ritz-Carlton or something, right?
Okay.
Bentley, Bugatti, Porsche cut truck.
In South Africa.
Bruh, listen to me. I'm thinking, oh, we got money like that over here? And so just the culture and the excellence, it was special. What would you say the highlight? And so y'all know, y'all going to hear from about 4 or 5 different team members.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of swap folks out, honey. Before you transition, you know, what would you say was like the highlight from the 2 weeks being there?
I think the highlight was, I think, just being with the team and seeing them experience something that not only that they've wanted to do, but something that is a big piece of our heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that was a highlight for me. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, before you do go, I know you guys have been doing the work in Cape Town for years now. Like, how has it progressed now from when you first started? Like,
when it first started, I mean, it was literally nothing. Probably, what, one person, just Gavin and Portia, I think. And then us, you know, doing stuff over the phone and internet and making phone calls. And, you know, to see it grow now, it's like, you know, we have literally a whole team. Wow. You know, it's still a lot of work, but I mean, just to see how, you know, the communities that they help, to see how the ministry, you know, has grown, just to see the kids in college. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's really humbling, you know, to know that you are literally helping impact somebody's future and the impact that they're going to make on the world.
Wow. Yeah, and you guys sent how many kids to college out there?
40.
Wow.
40.
That's
incredible. That's amazing.
And feed thousands of people per month.
That's amazing.
Matter of fact, true story. I just got a text today from Craig, who's our director over the Feed My Sheep program.
Yeah.
And so for those of y'all that don't know, like, the Bible says, like, he's like, if you really rocking with me, you know what I'm saying, feed my sheep, right? And so that's almost like a, if you really a Christian, God is like, man, feed my people, right? Mm-hmm. So we have the Feed My Sheep program. And man, one of the communities, Crump, Nick, Soph, Ebb, one of the communities caught fire. And 2 homes completely destroyed, and 2 adults died, and 1 young person in the community we serve. And another young person was in a car accident, and they're in the hospital. So now they hit us, and it's like, yo, any extra support you got that we can bless these families with, let us know. Wow. So team, just so y'all know, like, the work continues on, you know what I'm saying? And it's just the work we've been called to do. And it kind of happened by accident, right? Mm-hmm. We went there to speak and kind of did our thing, and the people there was like, bro, we want y'all to come back. And we came, they booked us, and we went back to South Africa maybe 4 or 5 months later, wow, met some more young adults that was making moves. They was like, yo, we need this next level living here. Mm. And it was just like, okay. And by our 3rd trip in the hood, they airbrushing graffiti, next level living.
I remember that. That was dope.
You know what I'm saying? And you was on that trip.
I was there, man. That was fire.
So it's just kind of grown and evolved over the years, but it was cool to be able to share it with the team.
That's amazing.
I just want to say thank y'all, number one, just for being who y'all are. Like, y'all know I love y'all, but just on behalf of Next Level Living and everything that y'all represent, like, it's a lot of people been affected positively because y'all exist. So, shout out to y'all. We appreciate
just getting started,
y'all.
Big dog.
For sure.
Yeah, anything else you want to share, babe?
No.
Well, speaking of just getting started, y'all, I just want to let y'all get excited about what we got coming up next. Like, y'all saw how Tracy's skin be popping. Y'all see that smile? It's beautiful. We got another brown skin coming to the building. I'm talking about brown skin girl.
The brown
okay?
bomber.
I'm talking about the one who may not be the hun, but she's the one to get it done. You hear me?
Oh.
Because for sure. I'm talking about the one to get it done. She's getting everything done.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Bringing up my sis.
Yeah.
Ebony, how you feeling,
What's
girl?
Up, you
What's
guys?
What's up, girl? You got that skin popping. You glowing.
You know.
What's up?
I almost got married in South Africa.
See?
And you came back.
You see what I'm saying?
She ain't about that life.
You would have had me go over there and hurt somebody, and then I would have been in Wakanda forever.
Bro, my man invited her to a wedding.
What,
he
what?
A man of God, and he advanced.
You say he,
where he was our server at a wedding.
You say
he was all into her, and she played my man.
What you mean?
What?
I'm talking to the left.
You've been manifesting.
I was tired, and I couldn't find anything to wear.
You can. You,
Cap.
That was the reason.
Cap.
That,
oh,
no, 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 no.
Yeah,
Ebony.
I was really nervous.
Okay.
You know me, girl.
Okay, yeah.
I was nervous. That's true.
That's it?
Yeah.
She's
Ebony,
a Virgo.
You was just nervous?
No, she did the deductive reasoning. She's like, he's in South Africa. I live in Atlanta.
No. She's next level.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
She could have done that, but that's
No, she thought too far.
He could have been a secret prince, too.
Yeah.
For real.
I have his number.
Ooh. What you going to do with it is the question.
You been FaceTiming
him? No, I'm going to hit him up, though.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, I am.
Or are we going to hit him up?
We're going to be going back again. And
so
know.
Look, for the sake of time, because we could get into this cap all day.
Yeah.
What was the highlight for you? This was not your first time with us either.
No, it was not my first time. It was my second time. And I remember the moment when we were at the Bomb Villa that our bosses, Jeremy and Tracy, blessed us with. And I was looking over the pool and you can see the ocean and you can see the palms. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm here because I was grateful 8 years ago, ahead of time. I remember when I quit my job, people thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
But I already knew what God had put in my heart and my soul.
Yeah.
And so I was already grateful for that moment.
Before. Ebony.
Because I knew what God was going to do and the different opportunities through this amazing family and team.
Yeah.
So that, I just had to really look and just really, you know, bring that in. But I want to say a real pivotal moment or what I was really excited about was the serving part. I love to serve.
Yeah, you do.
And so to be able to, you know, prepare the food, to get ready to feed the men, the women, and the children, and just be able to talk with them and just pray with them and just sit with them. There was a couple of times I just sat and hold someone's baby.
I love that.
So I really, really enjoyed that.
That's cute. Yeah. No,
you know what? Before you go, Eb, you got to talk about it. It wasn't just the good-looking, God-fearing man Bobo that you played in Johannesburg. In Cape Town, the house manager.
Oh, my God.
Ebony, what's going on?
Hold on.
Oh,
listen. So the villa. So we had a 10,000 square foot modern luxury mansion villa, and it comes with chef, housekeepers, and a house manager that lived next door. So he's responsible for just making sure, like, my man on point.
Was he?
And my man was into Ebony.
Oh, okay.
Invited her to watch the World Cup game.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You better tell him you only like world coffee. What kind of cup he trying to take you to?
Well, he wanted to go to the club, and then he said he was going to stay here to watch the game. And long story short, he stayed at the house and watched the game, but it's okay.
How did he stay at the house?
He has a house on the side, right?
Oh, he stood at his house?
Yeah.
Well, okay, cool.
I didn't watch the game with him.
Okay. Yeah. Was there a reason? Because it sounds like you're getting into the habit of letting good men go.
We're going to let her soar through her
nervous.
Life.
I was nervous.
Offline.
It's okay. I'm getting past it, though.
You said you were a little nervous? You know, you got your wingman in me. You can always call me. I don't care what time it is, Eb. I would have talked you through that.
He gave me pointers.
I gave her game.
Did
you? You got them pointers too?
I do.
Yep.
Okay.
So I gave her. So I'll
say this,
because
he's been out the game
though.
For a little bit. You think you can trust Jay? Because you know,
okay, oh, let me tell you something, like, bro. Once a player, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's a player until
everybody
he gets married.
Calm down. Everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down. Yeah. Everybody calm
Next
down.
Level Eb,
anything else you want to share, Eb?
I do. A really big moment was when Elder Victor came to the house. Tracy and Jeremy and the kids had already had their names, or Jackson got his name.
He's a Zulu elder.
He's a Zulu elder, power prophetic man of God. And he went around and named the rest of the members there.
Wow.
And when he got to me, he was like, You were Tiwande. And I was like, Tiwande, okay. And he was like, you bring joy and you bring love. And he's like, so whenever you walk into the room, you just brighten up the room. You carry so much love inside and you love to share that. And he said, because of that, God will open up these other doors for you.
Let's go.
And I thought it was really amazing because this man knew me from nowhere.
Yeah.
Truly,
you know?
Anointed.
But it also reminded me that I truly do carry God's love inside of me.
Yeah.
And that's why I really care about who's around me to experience it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to let you. You know what I mean? And so because that love is there, it's an honor that I'm allowing you in my space to experience what God has already
Talk
put in
that.
Deep inside of
That's
me.
Real, yeah.
So for him to say that, I was just like, God, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really awesome.
Right.
Excited for you to have that experience, Ed.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Who we going to bring on next? Soph?
Wait, hold on.
Jeremy.
Oh, have more
Jeremy, my God.
Oh, no, bro, I'm savvy.
Yeah.
So while y'all playing,
yeah.
I see everything.
Oh, true. Oh,
so
okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, though, Chris.
Okay.
No. Go ahead, Chris.
No, anyway, That's what we're working with?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'm mad though. We got one more.
We're gonna have to end.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I was just gonna comment on what you were saying. Like, yeah, it is special to have someone else see that in
you.
And you don't have to even like share a full on conversation with them. That's just it shows that it's radiating throughout everything you do.
Yeah, thank you.
So
On both parts, because that love is naturally in her and he's so anointed.
Yeah.
We just having dinner. And he's just like,
he's observing,
your name out of nowhere. It's
everything.
Just like, bro, you really? And I ain't gonna lie, I sat back like a fat neck. I already knew what it was. Because that's the only reason why I would bring him around.
Yeah.
I'm very protective of our circle, but I knew he was a mighty man of God.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
So that's when I got home, I called my family and I was like, Tandiwe. Right, I am Tandiwe.
We're gonna get you a little name thing.
Cameron's like, Auntie, what? I was like, baby, when I get home, I'll help you. But it was amazing. So thank you all so much for this time.
For sure. It was great having you on here, Tiwende.
Tandiwe.
There we go.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Little D-Way. So we won't wait. Just focus. Can you just focus? Because right now, we got to bring in the King Coach one time. Like, I need y'all to understand. Our other big dog is walking into the building, and he messing up all the microphones. So stay on me, because I need everybody to understand that this is about to get real, and it's about to get even louder. We turning up another notch. Welcome to the Next Level of Podcast, the King Coach. What's up, Crump?
What's up, family? How y'all doing?
I'm doing good,
man. Good to see you guys.
You too, bro.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bro, how was it like over there from your experience, bro?
Well, like, it's just like full circle. First, shout out to Jeremy and Tracy, man. You know, I kind of want to go to the conference and come back. So we did the conference, and Gavin was like, yo, just because you guys know, how many people been donating to Next Level South Africa over the past six, seven years? Mm-hmm. There was like two people, Jeremy and Tracy. And then he's like, I actually counted the dollars of how much they donated. It was almost 3 million rand that they have given to take care of that entire organization that serves five or six communities.
Wow.
And that, again, goes back to why I made my decision. And it's like, goes back to just the man of God that he is. And but, you know, I had my daughter's rites of passage. And the intungent experience came from South Africa, women taking their girls into womanhood. So I was like, man, how much of a dope experience it would be the same year that I gave my daughter her rites of passage, she would go to the origins of the country and get her Zulu elder's name.
Wow. Hold on. So, hey, I'm going to ask my brother to insert just some quick B-roll of that. Yeah, so Nick, make sure he gets that footage. Just 10 seconds so they can see what took place. But
yeah. So for me, it was like, man, we wore African garms here.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like going back to Africa the same year for her and just seeing like, so for me, I was on my wife and kids. Like I had wanted this experience for so long, but like to have my wife and children there, it was like, what an honor, what a privilege, what a joy. And I was texting Jay, I was texting Gavin, like, yo, I really want to get my children's names. That's really what I was on.
I love that.
And my daughter's Nandi, which means royalty. And it was speaking to fact that she only would attract, she only would exist in the mental, spiritual space of royalty. And she would like kind of disconnect herself from spaces that wasn't in that space. Yeah.
And that's her energy already.
Already.
I was about to say that.
So, I'm just like, you are the king. So like, it's only natural that she's a part of a royal family.
So I like that. Listen to me. I'm in South Africa. I'm doing a whole mental, spiritual trip because my son, you know, he's kind of like, you could forget he's there. Yeah. So he called him Sipho, which means the gift. And he said it's gift not in the sense of somebody having a gift, but a gift in the sense of something being wrapped and you don't know what it is yet.
Wow.
And then over time, it's going to be unwrapped and you're going to get to see all the greatness that's inside of him over time. Because he's like naturally talented.
Yeah.
He's naturally gifted. My son been getting A's and B's in school in his whole life and never has a tutor, never really done homework. Like he took a spelling test one time. And they gave him the words the day before because he missed the whole week because he was sick. Mm. He didn't look at the words got 100% on the spelling test. No, so like,
that's crazy.
But he would never say anything. He's never.
He get low that key. From his mom or his dad?
He's low key from his mom because I'm always gonna talk. That's I'm talking spicy. That's what it is.
For sure.
So here's the crazy part. Right now, I'm gonna let the missus speak to this, but I'm the king coach.
Facts.
Right. And he goes around, it says my wife, but what stood out to me, he called her the woman king.
No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't say that.
I'm gonna let that breathe.
First of all, bro, he said that in 2022, and I know he ain't seen the movie.
No.
Because he lived it.
No, the meaning of her name. Yeah,
the meaning of her name was the woman king.
That's crazy.
And he don't know my wife from Adam.
Right, that's what
he don't know. She our chief operating officer. She don't know nothing. Don't know what? That he the king coach? Like, he don't know. Yeah, he just anointed, man.
Bruh. So for me, it was the full circle of experience of my whole life because my name, and this really what I kind of wanted to end with because I think it's important. Like, he said, my name is Vusi. And my name means anchor and legacy building.
Mm, of course it do.
That's what that name means.
Come on, man. But think about an anchor, right? And I know I'm mindful of time, but this is an important piece I wanted to share with you guys.
Please share, bro.
It's like anchor holds everything stable. My wife says you're dependable. Like you're consistent. She said, you know, I'm a traditionalist. She said, I know what I'm getting out of you.
Right.
It holds everything down. But here's the hard part. Here's the human element. It's unseen. It's never really recognized like that. It's kind of taken for granted. You know what I mean? And I've been feeling that. So I've been an anchor, but it's like it's been frustrating. Because I didn't understand that it had meaning being an anchor. Mm. I didn't understand that it had meaning sitting under the water.
I thought you were just carrying a cross, bro.
I'm just like, I'm going to carry my cross.
Mm. Wow.
It's heavy. It hurts. It's painful. It's not being seen. It's like you go through it, but when a man of God acknowledges that the unseen is the most important thing to everything that exists.
Boy.
Now I'm like, I don't gotta get the recognition from man. I don't gotta be seen.
Folks wondering why the boat ain't drifting away because the anchor. Because
the anchor's there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, Jay. I see what you did. Because
they think it's the DJ. They want to acknowledge the DJ. They want to acknowledge the chef, right? They want to acknowledge the engineer, the layout of the design of the boat.
Yeah,
but
really,
why we're being stable, why we're actually being able to handle the fact of the things of life is because somebody has literally anchored themselves in the core.
Yeah.
In the core of the earth, in the core of your values, in the core. So now I understand why I had to be on the prayer line for years.
Come on.
Didn't know why I had to be waking up and get convicted in my spirit. Why I have a sermon sitting on me for weeks. Wow. Why I have a conviction with God when my conscience be so pricked to do any little thing, to look at anything, to taste any little thing. I'd be warm with my own members that nobody else knows about, but I'm just convicted to show up a certain way. Yeah. Now, I don't want to show up that way.
Right.
I want to be selfish as heck.
Yeah.
But my spirit is convicted that so part. Hard.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah, and now, full circle, I'm finally reaping the benefits of the 20-year sacrifice as a man. And it's like him saying that name released a lot of tension on me, released a lot of like heaviness on me. So, yeah, man, I'm just extremely grateful for Jeremy and Tracy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to do part two.
Bro, I was not only a part two, like, man, like, this might, I don't know, just that's Jay's job. You the boss, bro, but I could listen to this type of stuff forever, bro.
So let's go like, a little deeper. Let's do that. Let's do a part two.
Thank you so much,
so we'll
bro.
We'll have Soph and we'll have Nick on part two. So let me ask you this. I feel like this is significant because notice he didn't say the highlight was petting baby lions, which was fire.
Right.
Walking with elephants' feet. Like
I saw him feed monkeys. Like it was monkeys on the King Coach.
Bro, they was all on.
Bro, they was on him, dog.
I was like,
man,
get that monkey off your back.
I see what you did there.
You like,
boo.
No, but literally, my man had monkeys like all around. We was in a monkey sanctuary.
That's dope.
But he said the highlight, man, shout out to Victor too, man. Love you, man of God. That Zulu elder, man, the man of God, like, he literally sat around. And with each person, we was either shocked, celebrating, or moved to tears as he began to tell each person they name and what it stands and what it means.
And
we know each other.
And everything hit.
Everything.
That's crazy, man.
Everything, bro. Wow.
I can't explain it, man. I knew what it was going to be. Shout out to Gavin too. Cause I was gonna do this, the naming ceremony at the conference. Cause my first time in South Africa, it was me, Tracy and Jewel. And they named all of us and gave Jewel her name. So my name is May Lucy, which means the shepherd. My wife's name, Tembe Kile, means the trusted one.
Wow.
Which everybody know they can trust and depend on Tracy.
Facts.
And Jewel's name, Simpiwe, means a precious gift from God.
Wow.
And so he's naming all. So that experience was life-changing for me. I'm like, May Lucy, the shepherd. I'm thinking like, okay, this is amazing.
Wow.
So I wanted that to happen at the conference, but Gavin was just like, if it's going to be multiple people, it might throw things off with how God is moving. It might not seem fitting. And it might be a disconnect from the crowd. I was like, I trust your leadership, bet. I called Victor. The elder came over and broke bread with us. And the spirit of God broke out. We sat there for hours.
Bruh.
Thank you.
And his leadership, he's the shepherd, trusting Tracy. I went to that trip, man. I ain't do nothing. I said, pay Tracy. Everything else going to be taken care of. That's all I got to do because Tracy's that fire. Right, you don't even look. You doing that? I had the greatest trip of my life. I had the greatest trip of my family life, and I ain't even organized nothing.
Wow,
that's one. And then when we got the names, we got the experience, but the fact that I was so moved, I was like, "Yep, I'm South African. I'm South African."
At this point,
So I hit Gavin and Tracy up. I'm gonna join the board. I'm gonna be on the board of advisors for the nonprofit out there. I'm gonna help build that organization out there. Me and Gavin talked yesterday. We got a stand-up meeting we're going to start next week, building him up. I gave him free sessions there. I talked to his team there. Like, I was like, yep, I'm South African.
I'm
officially unofficial like a referee's whistle. Like, it's
turned
up.
I'm seeing him drill Gavin and ask all these different questions and trying to understand how the governments work, how the system works, how nonprofits work, how giving and sponsorship. And I've just sat back giggling, like, he's in his bag. Because Crump knows
this
what it's like.
This is
like,
what he
started does. The nonprofit in an all-boys school in Bermuda and had to get millions of dollars of funding every year so that the school could be free for the boys and pay their staff. So he knows what it takes. So as he was asking these, and I don't got no experience like that.
Yeah.
Me and Tracy just cutting a check every month
because
our hearts are there.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to go out and get the funding.
Exactly.
I'm just like, I'm going to be the funder.
Yeah.
And God is like, yes, and you're going to be able to give more in 23, but I'm also going to give you 10 times that because now that y'all have everything set and organized, y'all about to get even more corporate sponsorships and you're going to be able to help us out there.
I love that.
Yeah.
As y'all reset the time to for the for the part two, I just want to say that I just appreciate the person that you are, bro. And like, I feel this every time you tap in with us on the podcast, but like you being, I don't know, I forgot exactly what your South African name is.
Vusi.
Your Zulu name.
Yeah, Vusi.
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 Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Vusi.
Yeah. Okay, let's not say to keep saying that's in English too long, but I really think that you being an anchor is going to balance out so much over there in South Africa, or it's already started to.
Listen, and here's the other part he said. He said when people come around me, they feel safe.
Facts.
He said they get calm. They feel like, man, like I feel like I'm with somebody I can trust.
Yeah.
Like he said some powerful stuff, bro. That was like, got it, Lord. Got the play.
Yeah.
So we're going to run it.
I was just sitting back on the inside, just smiling, just taking it all in.
You know what's crazy is that I keep hearing this trust word thrown around, the safe word thrown around. I just, maybe I didn't just realize it, but it just hit me just now. I've worked in different groups where people have been talented. I've never worked in a group where I feel safe with everybody. I feel safe with everyone on our team to be myself, to be vulnerable, to be encouraging and to receive encouragement. It just says a lot about next level living as an organization, as a family, to be able to go over there and for him to only have positive things to speak. You think somebody anointed ain't going to be able to sniff out that fake if you pop over there and you ain't right? Like, you think he owe anybody anything to sit there and hold back if God put something on his heart to tell you something about yourself? There was the story in the Bible with the man and the woman who was stealing from the church the whole time. And they was in front of the church. And then they came above and was like, hey, you've been stealing from the church, and called him out from the everybody, killed him. Now, I'm not saying we're going that far, but I'm just saying, like, the fact that everybody is so committed to what God is doing through Next Level Living, the fact that everybody is such a staple for what God is preserving and pushing toward, I just feel like this is incredible, and it just makes us so proud to be able to be a part of and see watch God work.
And I don't know if people really even fully understand what we're really saying and what you just said.
Yeah,
you know, I want to. Is Leslie going to be able to make it? So don't trip. No. Don't put no pressure on her. I'm not tripping. I want to just share. I didn't want to take her thunder.
Yeah.
Leslie's my cousin.
Right.
She's been working at a company for a couple of years. She's in the DISC assessment of high D's, so very demanding, very direct, very assertive.
Yeah.
As she began to speak life to her, bro, she was in tears.
Wow.
You know what he told her? You ain't got to fight no more.
No.
Because Chris, she was done. He was like, you've been fighting all your life.
Wow.
He was like, you don't have to fight. And he was like, put down your armor.
Ooh.
And he was just like, humility is going to be your strength.
She's
been fighting.
But I have seen the change in her over these last 2 years.
Oh, listen.
Before,
for sure.
It was,
but it's on a whole other level now.
I see the transformation.
Wow.
And I know she was crying. I know
And that
it.
Was like, and that was the finale of the trip.
That was
like
the last night.
The night before we left. Like, it was such a God thing. So if we ever lose our mind and question, is God with us? Nick, what are we really saying here? You know what I'm saying? And so it was rich, man. We could talk about this all day, man. We'll have y'all tap in, close it out, and we'll tell them
about
next
part
week.
Two.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I just want to be honest with y'all, man. Like, I'm grateful that y'all get a chance to witness this, but it's nothing like getting a chance to experience this in person. Whenever we announce the next conference, the conference ain't even coming up. This is free game.
Yeah,
this ain't even promo. It's just free game. Like, we are not talking about individuals that you cannot have access to. You can meet everybody that we are talking about here at the Next Level Living Conference. Like, when I tell y'all, when y'all come to the Next Level Speakers Conference, like, y'all need to see for yourself how God uses us in these moments to just love on y'all, to just be a light amidst being flawed. Like, I'm not here preaching perfection. I'm here preaching, being available to be willing to be used by God and just seeing a mighty work that he's doing. Y'all, this ain't done.
Oh, no.
Part two is coming up next week, and
tap
I need
in.
Everybody to tap in. If y'all done came this far, y'all did not come this far to come this
better.
Far.
It gets
y'all
better.
Did not come this far to come this far. Don't stop here, y'all. Tap in with us for next week. We love y'all,
Let's
man.
Let's get it.
For sure.
I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.